You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com and then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Had a chance to sit down with Sarah King. Sarah's a PT out of Austin, Texas, and her practice works solely with patients with Parkinson's disease. We talk about the pathology, why she got into it, plus how has her private practice working on one pathology been so successful? Pay attention, she's gonna teach you something.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Our guest today is a passionate Parkinson's PT who is using her private practice as an incubator to create a paradigm shift in healthcare. She's established Invigorate PT and Wellness, a home-based cash pay practice that is 100% specialized in Parkinson's disease. She helps her clients create a holistic, individualized, and I love this, PT plan of attack. She also hosts a 5-week online Parkinson's exercise program, which has enrolled hundreds of students from across the globe. Up next on PT Pinecast is Sarah King. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jimmy. I'm super pumped to be here.
I like that. We're recording on a Friday, so this question is, it feels good to ask right now, what are we drinking today?
So I'm drinking an Austin local called Live Oak Hefeweizen. Live Oak Hef, it's literally my favorite beer. I'm not a big beer drinker, I'm not gonna lie, but this one is my go-to in all places, and it's local. So what about you?
Because I'm actually crashing with my brother right now, I'm drinking whatever's in the fridge, but I bought, it was on sale, and I love Flying Dog. It's, have you ever had the Raging Bitch from Flying Dog?
I have not.
Oh, it's pretty good. If you like IPAs, this one's a Belgian IPA. So cheers to you, Sarah. Thanks for coming on the show.
Cheers.
So, I'll give a little bit of background of why or how we crossed paths. I don't even know where it was. It was somewhere online. I saw you were giving a course on Parkinson's disease treatment, and I like to get into areas of PT because there's so many that I haven't touched on yet. You know, this isn't a podcast that's ortho-based or neuro-based or any of that, which is awesome. I do love listening to those, but this is me stumbling around a bar as if the physical therapy field was just a bar, bumping into people like you and saying, you do what? Because I've never heard of that. So you opened a cash-based, home-based practice that's all about one pathology. How'd you get into that?
Man, that's a great story. I fell in love with the neuro population really early on in my PT practice, but I have always been really passionate about preventative medicine and really changing healthcare since I was an undergrad. I knew that I wanted to go into healthcare, but I wanted it to be more focused on preventing disease instead of treating the symptoms. And so as I made my way through PT school and as I made my way into my first couple years of practicing, I really found my home in the neurological world. And that may sound backwards because they already have a chronic disease, a neurological disease, but I saw my first person diagnosed with Parkinson's, and she came to me pretty much saying that her doctor had told her she'd be in a wheelchair in 5 years. She had stopped doing all of the things around the house that she really related with. She was a homemaker, and so she wanted to clean, she wanted to cook, she wanted to host her family. She could no longer walk around the block with her husband at night because of her pain in her back and her shuffling, and she was terrified of falling. And you know, as a green PT that really wanted to make a difference, I asked her to give me 30 days because she had told me, I don't know what you can do for me because I'm pretty much doomed to a wheelchair, but my doctor told me to come, so here I am. We took 30 days and we went hard. I mean, we did high intensity exercise, Parkinson's specific program that I'm happy to talk about here in a little bit. But, and after 2 weeks, her back pain was gone, her shoulder pain was gone. She was noticing she had more energy. And when she graduated, literally like 30 days later, 4 weeks into her program, she looked at me and she said, "You've changed my life. Like, you've given me my life back. I never thought that that would be possible," because she was back to walking with her husband. She could do all the things around her house. And for me, it just kind of clicked right there. I was like, you know, I can make a really big impact in this population that is really getting neglected. As a healthcare provider, you know, as soon as you make that difference in somebody's life, it's like crack. Yeah, you're just super hooked. And so I jumped
in. Here's what I like about that, you know, that intro about that story. Number one, you literally were like, this is about my first patient. You know, you're like, I'm a green PT and I had this one patient, so cool. So you got into this particular niche because of a person, which is the greatest reason ever. Here's another reason why I liked it. You pretty much said to your patient, bet on me. Bet on me for 30 days and we're going to make a difference here. And you're like, if you have faith in me, and that's a big leap of faith, because you're going to have to put some time and effort and money into me as a physical therapist, and you're going to have to do some stuff, I'll show you results. So bet on me and I'll bet on you. And then you also said, go hard. And I think that's something that in this particular pathology, but also I think sometimes, you know, especially myself, when you're working with a patient population such as this, you want to make them feel good and feel nice. That's just me. But you went hard, and we know that the harder you go, the better results you get. So man, I loved so much about that reason why you got into this.
Yeah, well, and when you say bet on me and I'll bet on you and put in the work, I mean, Parkinson's is a hard diagnosis to fight, really. Right. I mean, it takes a lot of effort, quite literally. You know, it's a high intensity, big, powerful program that you have to commit to. And these people are tired and they're stiff. And, you know, we think it's hard to get up for a 5 a.m. workout. You know, it's hard for them to just get out of bed and face the day. And so I am asking a lot of them. And I think there's a lot of trust building that has to happen, because I'm asking them to make themselves very uncomfortable for a short period of time. But I think that's like, that honesty as a PT will take you really far, whether or not you work with people with Parkinson's, like leveling with your patients and saying, this is where I'm at, this is where you're at, let's work together and like make a plan.
Yeah, this will not be easy, but this will be worth it.
Totally.
I like that a lot. So, okay, cool. So you said, you know what? Parkinson's, I'm going to go head-to-head with that. That's going to be my thing. How's that worked for your practice? Because you went out on your own. You specified in one type of patient population, and you're in Austin, Texas. So, you know, decent-sized city. So, you know, you don't have to worry about not having the population in terms of the amount of people, but that's got to be that's gutsy, saying, I'm going to go on my own, which is gutsy in and of itself, and I'm going to be very, very niche. Why is that like a superpower for your practice?
Well, what I found is, well, first of all, thanks. It was gutsy, and I think anything like you're putting yourself out there is gutsy, but it's totally worth it because our profession, that's something I'm really passionate about. If you're a PT with an idea and a passion, like, we need you out there doing your thing, because we just need more people out there.
Sure.
As far as it being a superpower, I think I fell into the fact that it was a superpower. I knew that I wanted to do Parkinson's in a very specific way. And so my practice, I create the Parkinson's plan of attack. Really,
I love that, by the way, as a communications guy. But I also, here's why I like it. I'll stop interrupting. I like it because it's verbiage that we use on a normal basis. You know, hey, we're going camping this weekend. Oh, we haven't packed. We need a plan of attack here. It's something we use, and it also, it's like, it's regular language, but you're saying, I'm putting this plan together for you. We're going to take this on together.
Love yeah, it. And it's probably not just true with the Parkinson's population, but they need specifics. They need a plan. They can't just absorb everything that you throw at them and then give them some handouts for an HEP and go and do it on their own. They can't do it. They need it outlined very specifically, and I like outlines, and so do they. So I was really focused on Parkinson's. I got certified in Parkinson's, and I was also on my own journey, a health journey that I was trying to kind of heal my body, and I was doing that through proper exercise and nutrition and stress management and learning a lot about that. And I was really blending that into seeing my Parkinson's clientele, because there's a lot about your wellness that contributes to your brain health. And so all of this was like this perfect storm of events where I realized I could help people with Parkinson's specifically in a way that I'm passionate about neuro, and yes, I could educate people with who have had a stroke or a traumatic brain injury or spinal cord injury, but if you've ever worked in the neuro population, you know how very different those classifications are. Someone with Parkinson's needs a completely different approach than someone with a stroke, than someone who's had a traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury, and I just found that if I dove all the way into Parkinson's and educated myself on all the research and all of the exercise methodology and nutrition for the brain, I couldn't spread my effort into other diagnoses without really doing an injustice to my Parkinson's clientele. Really, I think that that's helped my practice grow a lot. I started my practice and it grew pretty quickly. Once I started learning how to market, I immediately had a 6-month waiting list, and that was growing pains.
I like that you're saying you jumped in. You know, you said, here's the deal, this is all encompassing. You know, this is a very difficult disease to work with. You said, if I need to know everything, you're going to super serve your clients, is what I think I'm getting at. You're super serving your patients by saying, I'm going to know everything 360 degrees. I can see it all. And we're going to, I love that. Again, going back to your plan of attack. We're going to have a plan of attack, and we're going to treat you like a human being who has lots of other things going on, because that's what this disease dictates. That's what it deserves.
Right. Yeah. And it does. And it's, I think it's better for my clientele, but it's also, I mean, it's been really great for marketing, because people don't just look at Invigorate as a general neurological practice. So I don't get 3% of 8 different diagnoses, right, as far as patients goes. I get 100% of, I mean, 100 would be great, but a majority of the people, if you've been diagnosed with Parkinson's, like Sarah King is the person that you know to see in Austin, and, you know, hopefully in the online space that's growing as well. And I, like, that's a privilege to me to be that person. Yeah. And I take it pretty seriously. You know, if you're going to trust me with your health, this is a very, very, it can be a very heavy situation for you to be in. And so if you're going to trust me with your health, like, I'm going to put myself into it.
I like how you said, like, you know, people like lists. I mean, when you're given a diagnosis, I mean, I remember just going through PT school, and we learned about, I mean, just taking patho, and you learn all about the diseases. And again, since this is my second career, I knew all, you know, I knew Parkinson's disease. I kind of did. And then you learn about it. You're like, oh, this is really awful. Unless you know someone with that particular disease, you don't know, you know, the broad strokes, but you don't know the intricacies of how wretched some of these things are, like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, stroke. I mean, you could go on and on.
Yeah.
The fact that you are saying, hey, I'm going to create a list of everything we've got to deal with, and we're going to take care of it. I mean, that's just from the get-go, before you ever even, I mean, that's on your website, before you ever even meet the patient, they got to think, oh, this person knows their stuff. And I bet you that's a real easy way to communicate, hey, I'm super serving you. So I want to make sure you know that I'm here and I've got all the bases covered, so follow me.
Yeah. And it's evolved over time. You know, I think it's really important to communicate with your clients and just listen for their most common questions. You know, what are they asking you on a regular basis? What are they saying they're struggling with? And as a PT, you know, what they're struggling with, you, as long as it falls within your scope of practice, obviously, but their struggles are what should be part of what you're serving back to them. So I just listened over and over. People were like, coming to me as their second or third physical therapist, they've seen 4 Parkinson's, and they're saying, yeah, I saw this PT, and I did great while I was with them, but as soon as I graduated, I fell off the wagon because no one was holding me accountable, because I have apathy and all these other things that come with Parkinson's. So I thought, All right, that's your biggest struggle. Like, if I'm going to super serve you, as you're saying, I love that term, super serve. Yeah. I'm going to totally use that.
Oh, I want to make sure I throw the website out there. Website is invigoratept.com, and online at invigoratept4pd on Twitter. I like that a lot. So how'd you do it? What's the best way to get people to become loyal, to think of Sarah King, Austin, Parkinson's disease, that's a girl you got to see? How'd you do it? What are the different ways?
It does go back to super serving. It's like, you know, the ways that I really got my name out there, initially it was a lot of Austin local, feet on the ground, volunteering with our local nonprofits, trying to go to a couple conferences and just meet people, but I found like social media was the place where people wanted to communicate. And my population is, mind you, they're typically 65 plus. And so a lot of people would say, well, they're not on Facebook, they're not on social media. And actually, they are, and their families are. So what has worked really, really well for me is figuring out how to serve my clients. What questions are they coming to me for? And what I do is I provide so many resources for them. So I have a blog, but really I do Facebook Lives really consistently where I show up, it's my face. I don't just show up and shout at the camera and turn it off. I show up. I tell everybody what we're going to talk about. I communicate with my my tribe. I call them a tribe because they are my tribe.
Where did you get that word from?
I think it's been thrown around a few places.
Thought you were gonna allude to one of my favorite writers. Is a guy by the name of Seth Godin. Oh, that's where it comes from.
Maybe it came from Seth. Yeah, I'm not really sure where it started.
But I mean, like, even if you didn't get it directly from him, he pretty much said, you know, there's a tribe of people out there who dig what you do, who need what you do, and they're your tribe. They have that thing in common.
Yeah.
Great book, just called Tribes. It's good because it's a short read, so even someone like me can finish it in a week. but yeah, I mean, you treated them, you know, like a tribe, which means that, hey, I want to be your leader in this way. You know, you don't want to be their leader in every facet of their life, but you're saying I'm really, really, really good at this, so I'm gonna again, we'll throw that term out there. I'm gonna super serve you as my Parkinson's disease tribe, and I'll follow me. I know the way.
Right, and once you put yourself out there consistently, the people that I serve in my tribe, they are a little skittish of technology, first of all, but also new people coming into their space, talking about their health. You know, thrown advertisements, you know, people who are over 65, retired, Medicare, they get thrown advertisements and mailings and all these things that are like, you know, promise the world. And so they're very skeptical, and it takes a long time to build up their trust. And so if I can get myself in front of them on a Facebook Live and they can comment in the comment section and I can say, hey, Jimmy, like, it's so good to see you back. I haven't seen you in a while. I hope you're doing okay. Like, I know the names of the people in my tribe, not everyone, because there are literally thousands of people, but like, I know the people that come back. And so as soon as you start to build those relationships, people will open up to you. And as soon as they open up to you, that's like, and not even in a shady way, but as soon as they open up to you, you know where they're struggling. And so you can speak to them in their terms. You know, plan of attack was like their words, Parkinson's plan of attack. They said, I just need a plan. I just need a plan. I just need a plan. And so I just gave them a plan. It's just reflecting back people's struggles with a true answer and like a long-term support system.
Everything you just said sounds like real, honest, consistent, effective communication to someone who needs it. The word marketing, and believe me, I went to school, I have a degree in communications, and there's often like these arguments like, you know, marketing has like a negative connotation to it, and that's fine. We can get into like the intricacies of those words, but you communicated. That's what you did. You said, I have knowledge, I'm willing to share it with you, and then if you need, you know, a personalized plan of attack, we can do that together. That's the best way to establish loyal, lifelong customers. I mean, that's the benchmark of you know, creating friendships too. Be real, be honest, be consistent, and be there for them. That's it.
Yeah.
You figured it out.
Yep. And as a healthcare professional, we're not like a wham bam thank you ma'am. We're not a quick hitter in like getting out of someone's life, or at least I don't think we should be. I think we're providers that should be offering long-term solutions, long-term relationships, and so you have to meet people on their level and also speak their language. I think that's something physical therapists don't do a lot of. You know, I can't come in and tell all of my clients about bradykinesia and dyskinesia and dystonia, because they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But your stiffness and your slowness and you're like really not feeling like you're getting out of bed, okay, we have answers for that. And so speaking their language is also really, really important. And I think that that's can be really challenging. But if you're listening to them speak, then you can speak their language.
That's more than half the battle right there.
At least.
I like it.
Yeah.
Listening to what someone wants, making sure they know exactly that you're there for them. That's exactly what our friends at Arius Medical Staffing are doing. Did you like how I just went radio segue right into that live
read? That was beautiful. Yeah, that was beautiful. Good?
A dedicated recruiter. That's what you get. Okay, so here's what my sponsor Arius does, Sarah. They find PTs jobs all across the country. So you find Arius at ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. You get a dedicated recruiter. You get somebody out there to do your travel PT plan of attack. Ooh, maybe they're going to steal it from you. But they listen to you. Hey, where do you want to go? You know, what part of the country do you want to be in the city? You want to be in the country? You want to be a suburb? They look into that. What settings do you want to be in? What settings do you not want to be in? And then they come back to you and they say, hey, here's what I have. Does this work for you? It's not like signing up for the army. Some people were like, well, if I sign up for this and they find me a job, I have to go. Not true. This is America. It's 2017. We don't just send you places to do PT unless you really, really want to go. And the other thing was people thought you had to pay to get a recruiter to find you a job. No. No fees. You find them at ariusmedical.com. They find you a job. If you want it, you go, you get paid, everybody's happy. AURUSmedical.com. Three questions are coming up, Sarah. That's what we do with every guest.
Yep.
And I want you to look into crystal ball, look into the future of healthcare and how we can improve it. Plus, I want to talk more about your website. You kind of alluded to things a little bit, but yours is really, really good. Be right back on PT Pinecast. Don't move.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pintcast.
And online at ptpintcast.com.
The PT Pintcast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools. From high-quality, American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com. The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Back on PT Pinecast with Sarah King. Sarah, three questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I know you're in Austin, Texas, but where would you go and be a PT if you could go somewhere in the United States?
I know. It's hard to beat Austin. It really is. I would probably try out Seattle for a little bit. I have never done the Northwest area, and I love Vancouver, and I love the coast, and so I'd probably do Seattle. There's a lot of like-minded individuals in Seattle as well.
Emerald City, Arius Medical can get you there. They can get staffing positions there as well. Second question, what's something that you've read that really inspired you?
So I'm going to kind of go off the rails a little bit, but I read... I don't read books necessarily. I listen to books because I'm in the car all day. I listen to audiobooks. But I listened to Love Warrior by Glennon Doyle. Have you heard of it?
I have not. I missed Love Warrior. It's on my list yet.
Yeah. It might not be up your alley, but it's kind of like figuring out your inner power, your inner strengths, and just, it's a delightful book. I listened to it on my way to California. Yeah.
Third question. Who is someone within the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about? Who should we pay attention to?
Okay, so shameless plug. I also co-founded the Neuro Collaborative, which is myself and two other physical therapy practices, Julie Hirschberg, Aaron Caudill, and Claire McLean. But we're all neurophysical therapists, and we created essentially a collaboration for neurological-minded physical therapists to come in and collaborate around patient cases, getting mentorship, building a business if they're interested in that. And so if you're a neuroprofessional listening to PT Pintcast, I would totally encourage you. We've got lots of blog posts up. We've got an online community that we collaborate under. And just trying to elevate our profession, especially the neurological PT world.
Website for that is what?
iloveneuro.com.
How are you going to forget that? That's so easy to remember.
It's so easy. I know. We were really thrilled.
Future of healthcare. I alluded before the break, we're going to make you look into the crystal ball. What does it depend on? How can we improve this thing? What do we need in our healthcare plan of attack?
I love the plan of attack. I love it. Yeah. So I think all of us as PTs can probably feel that we need a paradigm shift in healthcare. What's working, actually, there's not a lot that's working about healthcare right now as far as something that's sustainable, that the future of healthcare can sustain, or even physical therapists and our profession as a whole. Like, we're slowly getting phased out of reimbursement. We're slowly getting phased out of good living if we're accepting insurance and all that good stuff. I could talk about cash pay all day, but I really think as a healthcare provider, we need to be focusing on the three things that I really focus on in my practice, which is empathy, empowerment, and encouragement. Those three pillars build the foundation of my practice. And
okay. So what do you mean? We'll start with the empathy.
Yeah. So empathy is really recognizing that as a healthcare provider, we're there to serve our patients. And so instead of it being a provider-centered plan of attack, we need to look at the individual and our patient and center our plan of attack around them, our plan of care around them. Because if we're disempower our patients if we are taking on the burden of healing them or fixing them, and I'm air quoting, even though you can't see me, you know, when we take on all the roles of fixing them, they're totally disempowered, and so they can't fix themselves, which is really where true healing comes in and true progress comes in. They've got to take responsibility. And so we have to empathize with them and meet them where they're at so that we can start from that place and build their plan around them.
Okay, and what's next?
So empowerment is, you know, once we listen to their goals, their fears, their struggles, where they're at, empowerment comes into play with providing resources and an environment to help them succeed. And that's going to look a lot different for different people in different situations, but it should be individualized to them and not just a blanket approach.
Plan of attack, personalized.
Yep, personalized plan of attack. That's where it's at. So that's empowering them. And I truly believe the more that people know and really learn about how to help themselves, that it exponentially increases and improves their results and their outcomes. Yeah. And then encouragement is kind of the last piece, which I think that we as physical therapists can do a lot more of, that maybe other healthcare professionals, our physicians and our, you know, overwhelmed healthcare providers can't do, which is provide long-term encouragement, whether it's a support group that's online or in person, whether it's weekly emails with new information, check-ins, you know, encouraging them to do their 6 to 12 month checkups. I think I was listening to your episode with the prehab guys, and they were talking about how we need to be those providers that people just know they go to, like their dentist, like their primary care physician, to check in every 6 months, every 12 months, whatever it is, and encouraging them along the way so that if they fall off the wagon, they're not off it for a very long time, and they know that you are there throughout, even if they're not on your services, that they can reach out and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, and they know that they always have that kind of safety net. And the encouragement is really important with my population because it's really easy to fall off the wagon just by default of how Parkinson's affects you. Healthcare should really be care throughout the whole spectrum and not just we only treat you whenever you're super symptomatic and having, you know, an acute attack. It should be long term.
And you use the great line, of course, before the break, wham bam, thank you, ma'am. That's not really our wheelhouse. We're not really there.
Right. A lot more long-term.
All right, I like it. Empathy, empowerment, encouragement. E, electronic, digital age. Your website's really good. You can feel free to like name drop. Who did your website? Did you do it yourself?
No, I'm totally gonna name drop. I attempted my website myself well before this version, and it was a disaster. And I would highly encourage anyone starting out to not create their own website. But now there are things like Squarespace and stuff that makes it a little easier. But the creator of my website, her name's Emily Arts French, and she is very busy for great reasons, but she is amazing. Yeah. Another person that actually I've recommended to quite a few friends and other PTs that you would probably know. His name's Daniel Fava, F-A-V-A, and he has a whole business dedicated to helping therapists create their websites. And he does personalized websites. He's done a few for people that you probably know, but he also helps you if you are interested in doing your own therapist specific website. He has a course and he has all kinds of awesome things to help you do that so that you don't drive yourself crazy like I did.
That's your first impression. That's where people are gonna, you know, lay eyeballs on you well before they ever get to interact with you and shake your hand. So that's a chance at a really good first impression. Yours is very, very good. I'll throw it out there again. It's invigoratept.com. What are just some of the different things that people can see? Maybe give me one or two of the things of why people, I mean, finding your website's one thing. That means someone heard of you. But once they get there, what are they getting out of it?
So I definitely have worked on this with a lot of coaches and a lot of courses, but I have a free ebook that is called Building a Foundation, and it's a great starter place. So I always think about, you know, the people that are coming to me, what do they need to know, see, or understand before that they'll either come on as a client or before they'll purchase the online program that I offer. And by studying my group, you know, my tribe, I realize that sometimes people don't know the power of exercise or the power of doing anything besides taking their medication. And so if someone lands on my website, I want them to understand that I can make a big difference in their world. And through that, I funnel everyone to my newsletter and my ebook so that I can not just start to educate them on how important it is to take a holistic approach to their Parkinson's for the long run, but also so that they can get to know me. And I have a whole email series set up when you download my ebook. I think there are probably 12 emails that go out that I've built over time. I didn't start with 12, but really what are the most popular questions that I get, and I would answer those via an email. So they read the ebook, they go through the email sequence, and you know, throughout that time, I'm also occasionally shooting out emails to the whole group saying, hey, I'm enrolling people in this new program, and which is my booster program, my exercise program. And so by then, they've either seen me on a Facebook Live, because I'll announce to them that I'm going live on Facebook. And if they watch me on Facebook Live, I also have ads set up to retarget some of them to invite them into the booster program. And so your website should be more than just a brochure site. It's really great to, if you have like a brick and mortar, to, you know, have the website to it, but you can make it work for you so that overnight, every single day, people are coming into your community and you're building relationships, and it's growing your tribe, it's helping them, and it's obviously helping you with your business. So
all I heard you say there, I mean, we'll just go back to the first half of this show. The best way to establish loyal, lifelong patients or friends, honest, consistent, effective messaging in their language, that's what you did, but you did it in a digital way.
Right. Automated way, so that, because I was sending out the same emails for a long time.
Just copy paste.
Just copy paste, yeah.
But there are programs that'll let you get around that. And just so people know, because there's a lot of PTs who are very, very good at PT, but maybe not this digital thing, there are very, very cost-effective tools, and these are tools that you can use, like MailChimp. You know, you can do something like Meet Edgar, which is a social media. Like, just look, ask around, find a coach. This is my soapbox personally, is there are people, and you mentioned using a coach, Sarah. There are people out there who, it's their job, their profession. They've done time, they've done, you know, formal education and experience into doing just this. How do you effectively communicate with people and get them to interact with you on their terms in their way? And if we don't use them, it's pretty hypocritical as PTs when we say, I have a formal education and experience in doing the thing that you need, and if you don't use me, then you're shortchanging yourself. I think using a coach like that, or using a great web professional or communicator, it's something you have to be doing. It's no longer a should be, it's you have to.
Yeah, and it's really, because I think people get intimidated by the technology. If you have Aweber, or even just Lead Pages now can do this for you. Lead Pages is really affordable. It's a place where you can have people give you their name and their email address in exchange for something really basic you've created. Mine is an ebook. Mine is really fancy because eventually...
Well, hold on. I'm going to stop you there, okay. Though. You said basic, but it's basic to you because you're Sarah from Austin, who's an expert in Parkinson's disease. But to me, I need a plan of attack. But I mean, it sounds like I'm just joking, but I'm not, because I don't have... I mean, that's where I think we, as a profession, shortchange ourselves a little bit in terms of, I have this great wealth wealth of knowledge. I can educate you, and it is simple for us, and that's good because we paid attention in class, but it's not simple for the people who need it. But so offering something like a free guide, a free ebook, that's a give before you ever ask. That's a give before you ever try to take.
Yep.
And people appreciate that. Hey, if I saw value in this ebook, could you imagine what I could get at an hour with Sarah?
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Again, I want people to go on there. If you just need an example of how you can just have a well-designed website by a professional, invigoratept.com. Where are you going to be? Where can people, because I know you're doing classes. That's how I kind of tripped over you online, is you were getting people for a Con Ed class. Where else can people can see you in person? Let's get some people to press the flesh with Sarah.
Oh, that's really sweet. So I did do a continuing education course. I don't have anything in person necessarily. I always love chatting with people who are super passionate about their PT practice. So I'm online on Facebook at Invigorate Physical Therapy and Wellness, and Instagram, Invigorate PT and Wellness. I'm going to be at PPS myself, and a couple others from the Neuro Collaborative as well. So okay. I would love to grab a real beer while I'm drinking a real
I'm
beer.
I'm working on going. Also, iloveneuro.com. That's the Neuro Collaborative there. I feel like we could keep going. I definitely don't feel like this is the last time we're going to have you on the show, because I feel like you got a lot more that you can share with the audience. I'm digging it, and I know they are too.
Oh, perfect. Well, it's been a joy. Anytime.
Last part of the show. You can't leave until you do a shot, Sarah.
A shot.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
If you were going to leave the audience with something to focus on, well, maybe we're working specifically with patients with Parkinson's. You kind of set your sights on that. What's something they should remember?
Don't let fear lead the way. I think a lot of us, whether you're a patient or a clinician, fear doesn't do you any good. If you have a good idea and you're passionate and you have a tribe to serve, it's going to be scary. I'm scared every single day in my practice, to be honest. But if you don't go out there and provide the care that you know you can do better than anybody else, you're letting that entire tribe down. So don't let fear lead the way. Go do it. Life is short. Yeah.
Crocheted on a pillow, people. That's a killer parting shot. Sarah King, invigoratept.com, at invigoratept4pd. Sarah, appreciate your time. This was killer.
This is awesome. Thanks, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.